"I'm not going to Winterfell," she heard herself say, surprised at the sudden rush of tears that blurred her vision. "My father may be dying behind the walls of Riverrun. My brother is surrounded by foes. I must go to them." Tyrion. Chella, daughter of Cheek, of the Black Ears, had gone ahead to scout, and it was she who brought back word of the army at the crossroads.
"By their fires I called them 20,000 strong," she said. "Their banners are red, with a golden lane."
"Your father?" Bronn asked. "Or my brother, Jamie," Tyrion said. "We shall know soon enough." He surveyed his ragged band of brigands. "Near 300 stone crows, moon brothers, black ears, and burn men, and those just the seed of the army he hoped to grow. Gunthor, son of Gurn, was raising the other clans even now. He wondered what his lord father would make of them, in their skins and bits of stolen steel. If truth be told, he did not know what to make of them himself. Was he their commander, or their captive? Most of the time, it seemed to be a little of both.
"It might be best if I rode down alone," he suggested.